If you had to give your child's school a grade, how would you rate it? And what factors would you base that grade on? Those are questions the West Virginia Board of Education has been grappling with since 2013. That's when the state legislature approved a bill that required the board to put a school accountability system in place. Governor Tomlin urged board members to create a system that gives schools a grade on an A through F scale. And yesterday, for the first time, grades for 668 schools were released. While the board is satisfied with the new school accountability system, teachers' organizations are worried about its implications.
The important thing is that the public will now clearly understand through the A through F system exactly where their school stands.
That's West Virginia Board of Education President Mike Green. He and his fellow board members voted unanimously Wednesday to release the grades of hundreds of public schools across the state under the new A through F accountability system. The system measures a school's success based on a variety of factors, including graduation rates and attendance. But the largest factor is test scores, 83%, in fact. That percentage of the score also includes an evaluation of how students improve from year to year on tests, but some teachers' groups are speaking out against the measurement.
This is too predominantly based on a single test score, on a single snapshot in one single day.
Dale Lee is the executive director of the West Virginia Education Association. He says the scores don't take into account everything that makes up a successful school. The extracurricular activities offered, team building skills necessary in today's workforce, the compassion of a teacher with a classroom of children living in poverty. Those factors can't be measured, Lee says. His group is also worried about the stigma attached to a D or an F grade.
We're not saying that you shouldn't let people know how schools are doing. We're saying that there's a bunch of numerous things that go into measuring how well a school is doing. But the connotation of you're a D school or you're an F school based on one single test score, and without the proper education of the public, how is that community then going to look and say, I told you. That school was bad. An F's an F. An F is failure.
Lee worries those kinds of attitudes in communities will cause them to pull their support from a struggling school. But West Virginia Superintendent Dr. Michael Martirano says the system is based on multiple measures, and test scores are a cumulative representation of the results.
All of those standardized tests are directly linked to the daily activities in classrooms, to our standards. Our formative assessments, our quizzes, our exams in class, all roll up into this. So it's more than just one snapshot. It represents the entire body of work that teacher conveys through the year by delivering our standards.
Because this is the first time the Board of Education is using the A through F system, the grades are based on a standard bell curve that compares West Virginia schools to West Virginia schools. That curve means it's not unexpected that most schools fall in the C range, and 53% of schools in the state do. About 7% of schools received an A grade and 2.2% an F, with the rest falling in between. Martirano says D and F schools are expected to reevaluate their use of resources the first year and make their own changes for improvement. If schools receive a D or F a second time, the State Department of Education will step in with additional resources for students and teachers. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.